Hello, and welcome to the Rooted in Reliability podcast, your plant performance podcast, where we dive deeper into asset management techniques and know-how. I'm your host, James Kovacevic, and I will be your guide to achieving industry best practice. The Rooted in Reliability podcast is here to provide you with the insights to improve plant performance and deliver bottom-line results to your organization. In case you missed the last episode, you can find the Rooted in Reliability podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and on the reliability.fm network. Don't forget to subscribe so you'll never miss an episode. Now let's dive into today's topic. It is my pleasure today to welcome Alan Ludeking, CMRP CRL, and Executive Vice President of Ludica, located in Doral, Florida. He has over 30 years experience in machinery shaft alignment and training and holds an ISO Level 1 Vibration Analysis Certificate, as well as a Level 1 Ultrasonic Inspection Certificate. Welcome, Alan.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing quite well. I want to first take the time to thank you for being able to share some of your vast knowledge with our listeners on the importance of alignment and precision maintenance. I provided a brief introduction about you. Is there anything I missed?
No, I think that was quite accurate. I work for Ludeca Incorporated and enjoy what I do here.
Perfect. Have you always been involved in precision maintenance?
For over 30 years.
And what various roles have you had while doing that?
I have done machinery shaft alignment and geometric alignment in the field. I have provided training to our customers for many years and provided seminars on alignment as well.
Excellent. So you have a wealth of knowledge regarding precision maintenance and the importance of alignment.
Well, there's always more to learn, I guess.
Absolutely. And that's what we're here to try and do today, is provide our listeners with some basic knowledge around alignment. I commonly find it's not conducted properly in most organizations. So where would you recommend someone would start looking to implement precision maintenance? Is alignment the best place to start? Is it some other aspect of precision maintenance?
Well, alignment is certainly a good place to start, since if there's no precision alignment program in place at all, there'll be a lot of low-hanging fruit there to reap the rewards of greater reliability and savings right away. Precision alignment will save you lots of money in terms of reduced repair expenses, greater efficiency, and increased productivity. In addition, I'd say ultrasound testing and vibration analysis are areas that should be focused on early.
Okay. So if we get alignment right, then we can start monitoring with ultrasonics and vibration in parallel or just after?
I would say there's no obstacle to doing them in parallel. Alignment's a good place to start, but don't give the other technologies short shrift either.
Okay. Now, specific to alignment, alignment technology have come a long way. What do you think the largest improvement has been made since the days of the straight edge?
Without a doubt, that's got to be the invention of laser shaft alignment and laser geometric alignment systems. Since these allow the job to be done far more accurately in less time and with less effort and less training than the more primitive systems that came before.
So those more primitive systems, you're referring to straight edge or the reverse dial indicator method. Are those still acceptable?
Yes and no. The reverse indicator method is a perfectly acceptable and accurate means of performing shaft alignment, provided the technician really knows what he or she is doing and bar sag is accounted for. However, this method will be much more time-consuming than lasers, I feel, and is less suitable for long-span applications, big jack shafts and the like. Also, if obstacles to rotation exist, or if you have vibration present from surrounding running machinery, let's say, this can prove quite problematic. Straight edges are only to be used for very rough coupling alignment and are definitely no substitute for precision alignment methods.
All right. So for the rough alignment, we can use the straight edge to get us in an approximate location to start using the laser alignment. Now, what types of misalignment are out there that everyone should be aware of or concerned about?
Let's keep it simple, just offset and angular misalignment. With these two parameters, you can precisely define the relative position of one shaft center line in space to another.
All right. And with those two specifically, where's the best place people can learn more about those?
Well, by visiting our website, for one, ludeca.com. We have a lot of articles, case histories, and our learning center has a lot of information on alignment. But best of all, I'd say, would be a training course, either here at our training facilities or on-site at your facilities.
Okay, and we'll be sure to link to that in the show notes so everyone can get there quickly and easily. Now, we've established that laser alignment is the correct approach to take, and it's the most cost-effective and efficient way to do it. Can an organization buy a new laser alignment kit and just pass it off to their technicians and expect results from it?
That is not advisable. Although some systems are very easy and intuitive to use, some degree of training is definitely recommended to provide the technician an understanding of the objectives of good alignment, how to overcome soft foot problems, and how to deal with other field conditions, such as pipe stress, for instance. Also, more advanced alignment techniques involving compensating for thermal growth will require training.
All right. You mentioned two key terms that you hear regularly in alignment, soft foot and thermal growth. Do you care to elaborate on those for us? Explain what the basics of them are, what they mean?
Well, thermal growth, basically what we mean is the effects of thermal growth, meaning the positional change that results in coupled machinery from the fact that they heat up and undergo load while in operation. So if they get hot, the machine casings grow, and they change their relative position to one another. And this may involve having to deliberately misalign the machines when cold and stopped to compensate for the changes that will occur in the alignment as they run and get hot. Soft foot is just a very generic term that means machine frame distortion. And in our training classes, we can spend up to an entire morning discussing how to properly measure it, diagnose it, and correct it.
Okay, perfect. So you need to understand what those are before you perform a proper alignment. So what are the steps to performing a proper alignment then?
First and foremost, safety. Lock out and tag out the machines to be worked on. Then you would clean the area around the machine feet, rough align the machines, check for and correct soft foot, and finally, align the machines to tolerance. That is the correct general sequence of events in any alignment job.
And after they perform that and the machine's in operation for a little bit, should we go back and check that again to make sure everything's still as it was set previously?
Well, after any moves have been made or shim changes made to change the elevation of the machines, a final set of readings to confirm that they actually ended up where you wanted them to be is always advisable.
Okay.
This podcast is brought to you by Iridicio. Be sure to check out Iridicio's IBL Blended Learning for Maintenance and Reliability Professionals. This SMRP-accredited project-based curriculum will take you through all aspects of a maintenance and reliability program and provides you with all the tools you need to generate a 30 times return on investment for your organization and a set of credentials from the University of Tennessee for you. You can find out more at ibltraining.com.
Now, what type of documentation should an organization keep when performing these alignments? Do they just perform the alignment and walk away, or do they need to keep documentation information around these alignments?
Well, at a minimum, especially if you conform to ISO 9000 standards, at a minimum, the as found and as left alignment conditions of the machine should be recorded or documented, as well as any soft foot that you have found and corrected. In addition, if you have or use target specifications for thermal growth, these should be documented as well.
All right. Now, we're going to take a little bit of a change here. We're doing the alignment, but how important is having a good, solid equipment foundation or base when aligning pumps, compressors, other large pieces of equipment?
Very. I mean, that's just as important as having a good foundation for your house. The mass of the base and the foundation should be at least 7 times that of the equipment you intend to mount upon it in order to resist the deflection that would otherwise occur under operating loads, and also to maintain the rigidity necessary to prevent soft foot distortions from occurring in the first place, or to prevent resonance vibration from occurring while the machines are operating.
All right, so if we don't have that solid foundation in place, we're not going to be successful no matter what we do. So design it right.
High likelihood of that, yes.
So designing it right the first time is vitally important.
Yes, that's right. And a good epoxy resin foundation can be used in place of concrete. It's more expensive, of course, but it cures faster and shrinks less over time than concrete. So that's one thing that could be considered.
Perfect. Do you have any other tips or words of wisdom to share with our audience around alignment?
Buy the best laser alignment system that you can and the training, if you can afford it. But even more importantly, consider the company that stands behind these products and services when you buy them. their goal should be to be your true partner in your reliability efforts and not just some vendor out to make a buck. This means that they'll be there for you when you need tech support or when you need a quick turnaround on a repair of your system, or a loaner if a repair will take longer. And the training should be experience-based and not just perform out of an operating manual. For instance, our people are all CRLs, some are CMRPs, and have extensive field experience, and not only in alignment when they go out to do a training for you.
Excellent. Experience-based, so you can learn hands-on, so when you get to the plant, you can deploy immediately and make that difference.
Yes.
What is one of the things you see done incorrectly with alignments?
That's a little hard to pinpoint, but ignoring softfoot is one, and not correcting harmful field conditions that affect alignment is another, such as not dealing with pipe strain. Also, not checking for mechanical looseness occurs quite frequently. And these are things that should be looked at in order to ensure not only the alignability of the machine, but the longevity of the alignment that you will perform on them.
Okay. So if you had the opportunity and you could wave a magic wand, what would be the one thing you would change when you see organizations performing alignments?
I think I would recommend implementing a formal alignment standard for the plant that is truly aligned, pun intended, with the reliability program as a whole, and which integrates training into that effort. With a good alignment standard in place, everybody will know what the expectations are, what the processes and procedures are, and you will have good documentation in place so it integrates with all the other reliability efforts taking place, and this will ensure the success of the program.
Okay. Do you happen to have an example of one of those on your website by chance?
No. These are fairly extensive documents that are created uniquely for each customer. We have made a number of those for particular customers that I cannot mention for confidentiality reasons. But the average alignment standard as we created for a reliability program can run anywhere from 30 to 40 pages.
Okay, so it's quite the extensive document, but it outlines every single step, policy, procedure related to performing alignment with for that organization.
That is correct. It's a true standard which includes the tolerances, how to deal with target specs, training, safety procedures, the whole nine yards.
All right. Now I understand why that would be the one thing you want to change in organizations that are performing alignments. What is the one action you want our listeners to take away regarding alignments?
I'd say start now. Don't put it off. The rewards will be immediate and are much greater than the capital expenditures and or operational expenditures involved.
All right. So I've heard a quote before, and it's the best time to start was yesterday. The second best time is today. So for our listeners, start looking into precision alignment. Start somewhere. If you don't have the equipment, start looking what it would take and what would work for your organization so you can start implementing these and start reaping the rewards of having a good alignment program. Well, Alan, I want to thank you for you taking the time. But before we go, where can people find out more about you and what events or activities you're involved with at the moment?
Well, it's entirely my pleasure, James, and I appreciate you calling to ask for my expertise, such as it is. If you want to find out more about alignment, I'd start by visiting our website, ludeca.com, and that's L-U-D like David, E-C-A.com, and contact us. We're there for you. To be your reliability partner is our mission.
And that means a tremendous amount. I think you touched on one of the points earlier about not just being a vendor that's trying to sell product, but standing by to have loaners available, to have that training for you, that expertise to help you along that way in your reliability journey. Because alignment is only one part, but a vital part of that entire reliability journey and that program. So, Alan, I want to thank you once again. Appreciate your time. I'm sure our audience does as well. And have yourself a great day.
Well, thank you, and you too.
I would like to thank you for listening and remind you that you can always find out more on maintenance, reliability, and asset management at www.iridicio.com and by following our blog. The Rooted in Reliability podcast is a proud member of the Reliability.fm network. I'd like to ask you to please rate and review this podcast on iTunes or Stitcher. It ensures the podcast stays relevant and is easy to find by like-minded professionals. It is only with your ratings and reviews that the Rooted in Reliability podcast can continue to grow. I thank you for providing this small but critical support.
We'll see you next week when we dive into another burning topic with Rooted in Reliability, your plant performance podcast.